Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser. Whoa. Beat Mix, you're a loser.
Who is ready to beat Mix? I know Josh from Snohomish is. Josh, are you there?
I am.
Happy Seattle Rock Day, Josh. And Steve, it's time for you to get out of here.
Bye-bye.
For those playing at home, oh, Josh, I almost forgot to ask. Did you listen to the cheat sheet yesterday at 5:40?
I did not.
Oh.
Good.
Well, for those playing at home, Josh, without his cheat sheet, will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You may pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Yes, ma'am.
Which city in Washington is known as the Emerald City?
Seattle.
Correct. In the TV show The Simpsons, what color is the family's stove?
Purple.
No.
Blue.
No.
Green.
Yes. 10 Things I Hate About You is a modern interpretation of what Shakespearean play?
Romeo and Juliet.
No.
Hamlet.
No.
Pass.
Prior to 1973, what Central American country was known as British Honduras?
Ooh, pass.
In what year did the Experience Music Project rebrand to Museum of Pop Culture?
08.
No.
2012.
No.
2010.
No. What Hollywood legend's career was catapulted after The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly?
Cut out. Say that again.
What Hollywood legend's career was catapulted after The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly?
Gerard Butler.
No.
Pass.
What type of cheese would you find on a Seattle dog?
Kind of cheese. Cream cheese.
Yes. All right, with that, Josh, you got 3 correct.
Not bad.
Might I recommend the cheat sheet?
That would have came in handy, I'm sure.
There are some tough ones in here, though, and Steve's not very smart, so we'll see how this goes.
How can
you
say
you're here. I'm so sorry.
Something so wrong? You sound like everybody in my life.
Steve, are you in that big brain of yours ready?
I believe so. Let's find out. Are we sure? Let's check with this one person.
Yeah, Daddy, let's go.
Yes, I am. Let's go.
Which city in Washington is known as the Emerald City?
Seattle.
Correct. In the TV show The Simpsons, what color is the family's stove?
The stove is green.
Yes. 10 Things I Hate About You was a modern interpretation of what Shakespearean play?
Hamlet?
No.
Romeo and Juliet?
No.
Othello?
No. Prior to 1973, what Central American country was known as British Honduras?
That would be a weird version of the movie if it was Othello. I don't know, pass.
In what year did the Experience Music Project rebrand to the Museum of Pop Culture?
Oh, crap. 2017?
No.
2016?
Yes. What Hollywood legend's career was catapulted after The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly?
Clint Eastwood.
Correct. What type of cheese would you find on a Seattle dog?
Fromunda.
No.
Wow.
cream cheese.
Yes. Who was the first left-handed president to serve two terms?
I'm going to go with Abraham Lincoln.
No.
George Washington.
No.
Adams.
No. In what month did the Mariners play their first game at Safeco Field?
What month?
Yes.
April.
No.
March.
No.
May.
No. Steve?
Yeah.
You got five correct. Hey. That's a win.
That's right.
5-3. Sorry, Josh.
Oh, good game.
You too, my friend. Those are tough.
They were.
For even an intelligent man like myself.
If you had been listening to the cheat sheet, you would know that 10 Things I Hate About You was a modern interpretation of The Taming of the Shrew.
Oh, dude, I would have never guessed. You could just say name 10. I couldn't even name 10 Shakespeare books.
The first left-handed
plays,
president to serve two terms was Bill Clinton.
Bill Clinton.
And the month that the Mariners played their first game at Safeco Field was actually July.
Oh, okay.
Yes, but congratulations on your victory.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.